Hello, everyone. Welcome to Season 1, Episode 8 of The Trump Squad. I am your host, Joe, and today's topic is social distancing. You know, when this term first came out, I have to admit I did get a good laugh over it. Because you have to ask yourself, people in this country, people all over the world, are making that this virus is the only virus that has been around that can make people sick. What about the common cold? What about the common flu? Are you going to try to tell me that you haven't gone to the supermarket, you haven't gone out, gone to work, gone to the gym when you were sick? You haven't gotten on a train, haven't gotten on a bus, but now suddenly we have to worry about social distancing. We have to wear masks now because supposedly this virus can make other people sick and the survival rate is astronomical compared to the death rate. But a lot of people are believing what the media is telling you and what the liberals are telling you, because we all know they will cause havoc and fear and hysteria in everybody. So, social distancing. Well, I gotta say, this social distancing is killing the dating pool and the dating field. I mean, what are millennials doing? I mean, are they all staying home masturbating because they're afraid that they're going to get the coronavirus if they socialize with people or if they come too close to people? How are people hooking up nowadays with social distancing? I mean, do they have an infrared scanner to check someone's temperature so that they don't supposedly have COVID-19 before they have sex? All these dating apps, I mean, I'm lucky, I'm married, I don't have to deal with this anymore, thank God. All these dating apps that they have where you're swiping right, swiping left, swiping up, swiping down, tapping this, tapping that. Is that what dating is now come about in this world? So what do you do on these dating apps when you start talking to someone and you like the person, whether it's a man and a woman or two men, two women? What do you do? Do you call each other up and have phone sex? Is that what this has been coming to and what we should expect to happen if you are a single person? And if you do hook up, I can just see you're wearing a mask, you're wearing gloves, but you're still going to have sex and you still don't think that anything is going to happen. And the funny thing is that people actually do and have been seen on social media wearing masks while they're in bed and they're kissing wearing masks. Is there something wrong with you people? Is there something wrong? Where do you find this to be normal? Because it's not normal, it's abnormal. Okay, just like Dr. Frankenstein in Young Frankenstein found an abnormal brain and he put it into a monster. That's what these people are. They are abnormal. Now, when you go to the store, you find pieces of tape on the floor where you need to stay six feet away from each other. You walk into a bank, you have to stay 6 feet away from each other. Anywhere you go, you have to stay 6 feet away from each other. But I've seen people riding buses and they sure as hell are not 6 feet away from each other. Even on the trains here in New York City. Granted, the majority of riders has declined since March 15th. Okay, but this is New York City, people. There's always going to be a crowd. So how the hell are you supposed to stay 6 feet apart and social distance yourself? I've walked down the aisle at a supermarket here in my neighborhood, and I was nowhere near a man that literally threw himself against the frozen food doors and screamed, "Social distancing, social distancing." I called him a fucking nut. I had to at least be more than 6 feet away from him. And he threw himself against the freezer doors like I was a goddamn fucking lion coming down the goddamn aisle. Okay? Whereas a woman down the aisle screamed at him saying that he was a fucking lunatic. Now, mind you, he had on not only gloves, he had on the white masks. He had, on top of that, a blue mask. And then he had this fucking stupid visor that looked like he was a welder. Okay? And he looked like he was wrapped in plastic himself. Another fucking loon in the state of New York. How fucking shocking. So, all this social distancing makes no sense to me. Because, like I said, it wasn't around during anything else. As I mentioned in a previous podcast, there were two or maybe even three different types of viruses when Barack Obama was president, and no one was social distancing. No one has social distance in regards to the common flu or the common cold. But now they have to social distance because of this. You see, this is what happens when you have the media trying to control you. Because as you all know, if you saw my first podcast, which was about masks, I call them mind control masks. And this is what this is. Mind control social distancing. And anybody who falls for it, they need to have their heads examined. Now, if you go out and you feel that you want to stay away from people, or you see that a person is sick, by all means, you stay away. But this social distancing is all a fad in regards to social media. So you have to ask yourself, are you going to be controlled by the media and the government? Are you going to allow them to cause hysteria and fear and put you in a place where you are going to be afraid to go out? I'll say it again, people. Wake the fuck up. Okay? Get out there. Enjoy your lives. Do what you want to do. Okay? These governors and these mayors of these Democratic states, New York being one of them, need to have their heads examined. That concludes today's episode of The Trump Squad. Please follow me on Twitter at The Trump Squad. If you have any suggestions for topics you would like for me to discuss on future podcasts, please email me your suggestions to TrumpSquadPodcast@gmail.com. Stay safe, stay healthy, and let's continue to make America great again.